Doctors waived for Medicare patients who enrolled in services provided by Henry's company. Henry did not seek re-election last year. And city leaders are working to solidify Montgomery's smart city status. Workers are installing more fiber optic infrastructure to provide faster and more secure connections and free Wi-Fi in downtown areas. They're also converting 22,000 streetlights to smart LEDs. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/perform. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/perform. That's 4hims.com/perform for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/perform.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asking President Trump to delay his State of the Union address until the government is reopened.
Four Americans, two service members and two civilians, were among at least 16 killed in a suicide bombing outside a restaurant in northern Syria.
The FBI making a major arrest in Atlanta.
His alleged intent was to attack the White House by using explosive devices.
A driver captured two women busting a move on the top of an SUV in St. Louis, Missouri, Monday. They didn't have to twerk, especially during rush hour. Well, that was so dangerous. Where's the law when you need it?
Major storm taking aim from coast to coast. Get ready for rain, slush, and snow in a lot of parts.
YouTube is now cracking down on dangerous stunts following a wave of videos that mimic the hit movie Bird Box.
We're not going to allow it and host it on our platform.
He is only in the seventh grade, but a football phenom is already being offered a free ride.
Isaiah Marshall is now the youngest player to receive a scholarship offer from the University of Michigan.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. Newstar 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. Also sometimes known as TGIFE. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
52 degrees outside, and stock market is down 20 points. So how you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing really well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Running a little late, but that's okay. I got you taking care of things, so got a lot going on here, man. Man, I'll tell you what, it is amazing the number of compliments I got on yesterday's show.
It was a good one.
Particularly on Mr. Pollock, and the combination of him with Dr. Sorensen makes this audience the smartest people in Montgomery concerning foreign affairs and particularly Middle East issues. But my I got tons of thank yous from people on Facebook and then people just kind of getting in contact with me. So it's really good. I'm glad you guys enjoyed that. We love bringing you that kind of quality of programming to you so you can kind of see what's going on in the world. And then the mayor was very good yesterday. Rusty?
The Rusty.
The Rusty. Rusty, how are you, my brother?
Hey, Dan and Joey, how y'all doing?
How you feeling?
Man, I tell you what, today is the first day I could really get out by myself. They kicked me loose yesterday from the doctor so I could drive at least. And I got out today, even with the weather the way it was, just been tooling around, breathing the fresh air. You know, you get cabin fever after a while, you know.
Tell me about it. You absolutely can. It's like, you know, you want to be set free from these bonds of a bed.
You know, they will let the convicts out in the yard once in a while.
Well, <yeah. laughs> but see, you're not that special, you know?
No, I was pretty much on house arrest, man. They said, you need to do this. And everybody's pointing their finger at me. You're going to do this. So I did that. Feeling real good. Feeling pretty good.
Well, I am so glad that you're doing well and you've had a fairly good recovery.
Yeah, I got a big old scar on my neck. They were getting ready. What they did, it was basically, just in a nutshell, it was I had almost a blocked carotid artery.
Yeah, that's terrible.
On the left. And so they go in there and they cut your neck open, they get the artery, and they cut it open, take all the gunk out, and hope everything works fine. And it has, but I got this scar, man. They were calling me Al Capone, man. I got this big scar going on over here. And the first thing they did right before they took me back, well, you know, we got to shave your beard off. I'm like, what? I said, and I'm laying there with a little funny hat and everything. They've already given me a shot. I said, ain't nobody mentioned that. And so they had to shave my beard off, and I immediately said, it's coming back.
You wouldn't be the same without it.
It does.
Nobody would actually recognize you.
You know, I think I've had a couple of people walk by me, and they're like, I'm not that.
You look like a lot like Rusty.
Donna, my wife, you know, she said that she told the nurse I've only seen him once or twice in 36 years without a beard.
Oh, man.
So she was like, who are you?
Well, are you feeling a lot better? Do you have more, are you getting, you feeling more energy and things like that?
Well, evidently, I mean, these things are a lot more serious than you think sometimes. Mm-hmm. They say that fatigue is a side effect of this. It could go on for a few weeks, could go on for a few months. But what I was having, and I get all technical again, usually when you have a blockage, it forms a little mound.
Mm-hmm.
And mine formed like a little cup. And so anything that was slipping through, because I've got five heart stents as well. Anything that was slipping through there was slipping through, and some had gotten up behind my eye,
mm-hmm.
and caused me to lose some vision in my left eye. And so they wanted to clean it out, and I was having, every once in a while, I could be sitting still, and I would have my heart would start pounding, and I could hear it up in my left ear and feel my artery, you know, pounding. And so that has not happened since I woke up after the surgery. So that fixed that. And I'm thinking it's just a matter of time now, building my strength back up. And, you know, like I said, feeling pretty good.
Yeah, one of the things that I have found, you get a side effect, is your vision gets actually better because the blood circulation is better.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I say, I've got that plaque behind my eye, you mm-hmm. know. Little capillaries back there,
mm-hmm.
and they said there wasn't anything they could do to fix that. So I am still kind of, you know, lacking in that area.
So we're gonna call you One Eye Rusty.
I'm gonna put me a patch on my eye, walk around the
Me Hardy.
Well, that's fair, Joy and Dad. Heal all them lovers and that's fair and all that.
Rusty, let me ask you, how long were you under?
Well, they say probably a couple of hours. It took a couple of hours to do the procedure, and then they said it's probably about two and a half hours out total. You know,
that's what takes it out of you. Once you go under, it takes a while to get your strength back and everything, particularly if you're over 2 hours.
It does take a lot out of you. They say when I woke up, I got a little combative. And I found some scratches on my throat. I said, I guess this was a throat punch me to keep me down, you know. I asked the doctor about it. He said, basically what we had, you woke up and you didn't know where you were. I'm like, well, yeah, that makes me a little combative sometimes.
Yeah, there you go. And sometimes when you know where you are, you're kind of combative.
Well, sometimes
too.
When I know where I am, I just want to fight. But Dan, thank you and thank Joey and thank everybody for...
Prayers work, buddy. Prayers work.
Yeah, and, you know, Greg and them were keeping up with me, and everybody else was looking after me. So, yeah, there was a lot of talking going on between here and there, you know, to, you know, cut that boy some slack, you know.
So, there you go.
Well, it's good to hear from you, Rusty.
Hey, good to be heard. Well, it's like somebody said, it was good to see you. I said, well, it's a lot better to be seen than viewed.
There you go.
Indeed.
Well, Rusty, congratulations. We're so happy for you.
Thank you so much, Dan. Thank you, Joey. And y'all hang in there, and I'm listening.
You got it, buddy. Rusty weighing in, a good friend to the show, personally a good friend, and had, as I mentioned to y'all, a pretty serious heart procedure done. What was that, on the 6th, I think? About 10 days ago, and he's just now getting back into action here, so we're glad that he's doing really, really well. 272-9228, first-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller, yes, any caller, can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? Things that you put in from Sweet Creek Farm Market, and there's so many good things that are down there. Joey, who won the drawing yesterday?
Ooh, One second. I'll have to pull up that information.
You said it was started with an O?
One moment. Otis!
Otis, you need to call me. I call at 272-9228. I've got your gift card for you, and we'll get you taken care of for this weekend. A lot of good stuff going on, including the New York Strip Prime is on sale at Fresh Market, which I love, that kind of meat and prime. And then they have the bone-in ribeye on sale also, plus the Colossus shrimp that are absolutely incredible. Okay, so let's see what we need to do here. Let's start out with, man, we got a bunch of stuff on Pelosi here. We got to get into that Pelosi deal. Let's start out with America's Newsroom and what's going on at the Hill.
Zooming Washington, Speaker Pelosi trying to derail President Trump's State of the Union address.
On the Hill, meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi getting some pushback over her bid to delay the State of the Union based on security concerns in Washington.
I think it's nuts for the Speaker to say we should reschedule and to disinvite the President. Homeland Security, the FBI, Secret Service have all assured us that they can do their job. I believe them.
We are in a very unusual situation. Security is a big, big issue for everybody. All our members are feeling it. And so I think the Speaker has a lot of concern for this. And I know this is a bit unusual, but you know, it is not unusual for us to get a State of the Union in writing.
Any sign of compromise here?
No sign of compromise at this point. Both sides sound very stuck in their positions. And Republicans say the new House Speaker must get serious about negotiation.
To tell you the truth, I think there is, my opinion, a meeting somewhere in the middle, but Nancy Pelosi has to come off of zero. She stays at zero. Really, this is on Nancy Pelosi keeping the government shut because she's not willing to negotiate or compromise.
The House Majority Leader told Fox he thinks a deal could be struck.
I think there can be a compromise position. There are all sorts of alternatives that we could pursue, I think, to come up with a consensus solution to achieve the objective I think we all want to achieve, and that is a secure and safe border for our country and for our citizens.
That was Tenney.
Sources are telling us there are no active talks among the various leadership groups, so no active work toward a deal.
That was Tenney Hoyer, and this, what they're kind of referring to, whether you heard those Democrats, and that was Clyburn saying that, there have been many State of the Unions that have been read or a letter type thing, well, maybe during the pen and ink times, but nothing in modern times at all. But the Pelosi, as I told you yesterday, basically is going to cancel the State of the Union address. And because she knows that that is a politically advantageous for Donald Trump, and that he could take that, as I said, predicted a week ago, he could take that to the bank and really make some, score some points with the American public by giving them information that the fact checkers would certainly check, but as long as he's on target with it, is going to be, could be really good. So Nancy Pelosi, to me, has stepped out of the box. When you get back into this subject matter, right after this.
Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Not all.
electricians are created equal. Some are more interested in making money than doing what's right for the customer. Well, not so at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. At Mr. Electric, their goal is to provide a safe home for your family. You can trust the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery to explain any problem thoroughly, then take action to correct it in the most budget-friendly way possible. Mr. Electric offers upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options. When you have an electrical problem, don't put your home or family at risk. Call the licensed professionals at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates and keeps traffic coming into your business and keeps you top of mind. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Starry nights. 272-9228, that's where we are. To the second part of this America's Newsroom and talking about putting a strain on the leadership here.
Some pressure bubbling up in the corners. Yeah, picking up on that?
Yeah, no question about that, Bill. You have obviously the call to delay the State of the Union address is pressure. You've got calls to cancel recess next week, more pressure. And then you've got these freshman House Democrats who are trying to turn up the heat on Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We went to his office in the Capitol. We went to his office here in the Russell Building. We went to the floor. He's not. We went to the cloakroom. He's not in the cloakroom. He's not in the Capitol. He's not in the Russell Building. He's not in the floor of the Senate. And 800,000 people don't have their paychecks. So where's Mitch? And just my question.
A leading House Republican says Democrats are starting to lose it.
I think they're seeing that it's starting to come unhinged on their side when you see more Democrat members of Congress getting really nervous about this because they're seeing people not get paychecks, and they're seeing that their party is standing up for open borders. They don't want to secure the border. That's an untenable position to hold.
When Speaker Pelosi takes questions from reporters, we'll be listening for any change in tone.
And when do you think they'll get that change of tone?
Who knows?
I tell you what, this is really, you know what, Nancy Pelosi to cancel the State of the Union.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's a time that you need to talk about the State of the Union, it's right now during a government shutdown. What is the state of the Union? What's the state of the country? And I think Donald Trump could lay out a great case for what he's trying to do and why he's trying to do it and what's kind of right and wrong with some government issues that are here. So Paula Reed's going to weigh in on this and talk about the Pelosi disinvite.
Sources tell CBS News the president is feeling increased pressure to end the government shutdown, but sources also insist he's not going to change his position about funding for a border wall. Well, yesterday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says unless the government opens this week, she is rescinding the invitation to the president to deliver his State of the Union address in the House of Representatives. She said, you can do it in writing if you want. And this was all scheduled to take place on January 29th in the House chamber. It has been a week since the president last spoke with Democratic leaders, and there's no sign of progress in ending this 27-day shutdown. Paula Reed is at the White House again this morning.
The president has not responded to Speaker Pelosi, but sources inside the White House tell us that top officials are suggesting to the president that he should view this political maneuvering as a sign of weakness, and a suggestion that Democrats fear that he would use this enormous platform to his advantage.
This is a very big deal. It is a special security event.
The State of the Union is not good. Speaker Pelosi wants to delay the president's annual address to the nation until after the government reopens.
He can make it from the Oval Office.
He can make it from the Oval Office, where I'm not standing behind him, making faces, and he's not slapping the Democrat members of the Congress around. This is absolutely incredible. Joey, let's take upon ourselves here. Well, let's do this. Let me go to a break, and then okay. We'll come back. I want to read the letter and then get into more of these news items. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Starry nights, sunny days. I always thought that love should be that way. Then comes a time that you're ridden with doubt. You bluffed all you can, and now you're all.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Speaking at the Pentagon about missile defense, President Trump says again about border defense and the partial government shutdown over it.
Strong barriers and walls. Nothing else is going to work. Everyone knows it. Everybody's saying it now. Just a question of time.
The shutdown's in its 27th day.
Insistence on the wall is a luxury the country can no longer afford.
And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she hasn't received a response to her request to postpone the State of the Union address during the shutdown. A baby has been found dead at an Amazon distribution center in Phoenix, Arizona.
Investigators say they have located and spoken with the mother of the newborn baby girl whose body was discovered last night inside a women's restroom. Police haven't said whether the mother is an Amazon employee or not, and her identity has been withheld. Amazon says it's working with police to support the investigation and called the incident tragic.
That's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A little disturbance drifting through the area today. Scattered showers around from time to time today and tonight, with a high today in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight slowed down to about 50. Tomorrow, in between storm systems, a mild day. We'll be in the mid to upper 60s with mostly cloudy skies, then showers and thunderstorms by Saturday afternoon into Saturday evening and Saturday night. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching that. High temperature around 70, then turning sharply colder late Saturday night into Sunday as Arctic air invades the area. Falling temperatures. The 40s on Sunday will feel like the 30s. We're down to 26 first thing Monday morning. Wind chill factor in the teens. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Ah, yes. 272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, Joey, let's read the letter to El Presidente from the speaker here.
Okay.
And there's a glaring issue at the very beginning of this letter, so I might stop you pretty quickly.
Dear Mr. President, on January 3rd, it was...
Whoa, on January what?
The 3rd.
Okay, 3rd. That was 14 days ago when they were in the shutdown for 27 days?
Mm-hmm.
So she invited El Presidente. Well, go ahead and read, and then we'll stop at the end of the sentence.
On January 3rd, it was my privilege as Speaker to invite you to deliver the State of the Union Address on January 29th.
Okay, so she wrote this letter during the shutdown.
Inviting him.
So, she was in the middle of the shutdown. Did she think that the shutdown wasn't going to last that long? What's different then and now? Keep going.
The Constitution calls for the President to, from time to time, give to the Congress information of the State of the Union. During the 19th century and up until the presidency of Woodrow Wilson, these annual State of the Union messages were delivered to Congress in writing. And since the start of modern budgeting in fiscal year 1977, a State of the Union address has never been delivered during a government shutdown. In September 2018, Secretary Nielsen designated State of the Union addresses as national special security events, recognizing the need for the full resources of the federal government to be brought to bear to ensure the security of these events. The extraordinary demands presented by these events require weeks of detailed planning with dozens of agencies working together to prepare for the safety of all participants. The U.S. Secret Service was designated as the lead federal agency responsible for coordinating, planning, exercising, and implementing security for national special security events by Public Law 106-544, December 19, 2000. However, both the U.S. Secret Service and the Department of Homeland Security have not been funded for 26 days now, with critical departments hamstrung by furloughs. Sadly, given the security concerns and unless government reopens this week, I suggest that we work together to determine another suitable date after government has reopened for this address or for you to consider delivering your State of the Union address in writing to the Congress on January 29th. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Sincerely, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House.
Okay, so she wrote the original invitation on January 3rd during a government shutdown. I've done several State of the Union. As a matter of fact, I did Reagan's first State of the Union address. And basically, what they had to do is they have a security plan that is carried on for each president. And what you do is you just add your stuff into it because we were using, for the first time, teleprompters, for example. So we had to build in the teleprompter concept into it and how we were doing that. We had some other things like the guests that were up in the box. It was the first time anybody had done that. And Sputnik, the guy who jumped into the water to save the people from Air Florida Flight 13.
Yeah.
Greg
was just talking about that this week, actually.
And we did. And so we had him and some other people that were there. So that was the first time that was ever done, and it now seems to be kind of a standard procedure. But this thing is so boilerplate. I can tell you exactly where the holding room is for the President of the United States. It's the one that's been used all the time. Interestingly enough, it's actually the Speaker's office. I wonder how Nancy's going to do with that. But where, you know, what you do back in the cloakroom, that's where you come from. That's where the staff is when he walks in. Staff is told to go around and watch the speech off on the sides. They normally have senior staff chairs that are there by the diplomatic corps. That's where I watched my first State of the Union, was right behind the diplomatic corps, which is on the far left-hand side of the president. But this notion that you're redoing something, it's ridiculous. And the fact that Trump has already done one, then they already know the Trump style. Somebody has already advanced that and tailor-made it for the Trump administration. So this is just absolutely ridiculous, what she's talking about. This is nothing but political. Nothing but political. Let's go to the phones and go to Papa B. Papa B, Papa B. How are you, my man?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Dan, you know, your bumper music, Louie.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, can you do the bulldog to that song?
I can do the bulldog. I'm one of the few people that you know that can do the bulldog. My favorite is Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Well,
he ain't seen nothing yet.
I would say that Louie is perfect music for the bulldog, really.
Yeah, there you go.
You ought to podcast that one day.
Yeah.
Let us see what somebody doing a bulldog looks like.
It's not a pretty sight. My dates would always get upset about that. Matter of fact, you can go to the Crowley yearbook at Alabama, and there's a picture of us. It's Bones, Slack, Cowboy, and I forgot what we call Tom Young, the judge up in Alex City.
It's probably a good thing.
Yeah. You probably listen now and go, thank God.
Well, you know, everybody knows what's going on here. It's not a big mystery. You know, Nancy Pelosi's trying to pull a little shenanigan, you know, put egg on the face of the president. And it really doesn't surprise me that much. But I wonder how this is playing, really, to the general public. You know, is it making Nancy Pelosi look like the small-minded little twerp that she is? How do you think it's going to look to people?
Well, I tell you what I did. And the reason I'm playing the story this way is I want you to hear how CBS is handling it and what Nancy Pelosi said. This thing broke yesterday during our show. But I think that the way they're doing this isn't going to work for them, because they're kind of like, well, she has the power to do that. She has the complete authority to do it. The question is, why is she doing it? She says national security. Nielsen has said, no, that's not the case.
Yeah. Well, of course it's not national security. She's trying to deny President Trump a platform, you know, whereby the entire federal government is focused in on a speech and the nation, you know, and where the Trump has a bullet pulpit for about an hour or two or whatever it takes. That's what she's trying to do.
Oh, absolutely.
She's trying to deny him that. That's, you know, that's why. I'm hoping, though, that really this is just going to further demonstrate the depravity that's on the in the Democratic Party right now, because there is no low to which they won't sink to try to continue to push their political agenda and their power there, you know. I'm hoping, when are you going to find out polling on that, do you think?
It's probably going to take 3 days worth.
About 3 days worth,
yeah.
Okay. So far, what is the polling showing about?
The polling is moving towards Trump's direction. People, when you ask them, do you think they're money should be added for border security that includes barriers. That is getting some high numbers, but it's, the question is how you're wording it. When ABC is doing it, they say the word wall, and they even put in their wall across the entire border, which got like a 67% negative rating. I was kind of surprised it's that low, but that it wasn't higher than that. But Trump needs to get his messaging down better. The Democrats look... they look basically like little people. They look petty is a good word for it. Pious. They are twisting words around to try to get it to fit their narrative. You're going to hear a congressman that is going to be talking about. He's basically going to admit that the walls do work.
Right.
Stinney,
well, you know, I think they're starting to feel the pressure a little bit, Dan, honestly. You know, there'll be many that just ignore it, I think, maybe, hopefully, to their own demise. And another question on, you know, these polls is, who do you blame for the shutdown? Well, you know, of course Trump took full ownership of it.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I'm kind of surprised that that number isn't higher, too, because he basically said, point blank, I will take the blame for it. I will take responsibility for it because it needs to be done. And so, that one makes sense to me. I think Joe Scarborough and those folks that are talking about that just don't, they're not getting this thing.
Well, I would say, that, you know, if I were asked that question, I would say Trump, but, you know, I'd also say, in my mind, I'd say Trump gets the credit for it. It's not the blame for it. He gets the credit for it, you know. And
that's
so,
a good point.
You know, how many people, when they answer that question, are saying to themselves, okay, does Trump get the blame for it? Well, yeah, but in a good way, you know, not in a bad way. So there, I think a segment of those people that are, quote unquote, blaming Trump for the shutdown are actually thanking Trump for the shutdown or standing with Trump over the shutdown.
Well, the interesting thing on the blaming Trump is that the number for blaming Trump has gone down.
Okay. Well, that's a good move. Well, you know, the longer it goes on, the more obvious it becomes that the Democrats are the obstructionists in this, you know, dust-up. So, numbers moving in the right direction all the way around. Democrats starting to act real petty. I think this is going to redound to the president's favor, honestly.
No, I think the Pelosi thing definitely is. Here's let me ask your opinion of something. Do you think that the president should do the address from the Senate?
Well, I don't know. I think that, yes, I suppose so, given Nancy Pelosi's intolerant position. However, that would basically mean, you know, that the Democrats have an out for not even going, and that's what they would do. The Democrats wouldn't even show up.
But would that look good or would that look bad? And would you? Are you talking about House members not showing up? Or are you talking about Senate Dems not showing up?
I don't think any Democrat would show up.
Okay, imagine what that would look like. Imagine the optics of that. So I don't know if you're familiar with the Senate. Where you would put a podium, I would be a little concerned about how you would do that, but you could put a presidential podium and make history by being the first president to address the State of the Union from the U.S. Senate. Why? Because Nancy Pelosi disinvited him from the House. So you have that optic. The other optic you have is you have Senate chambers that have basically a little over 100 desks in there that you're going to have 53 senators in there. They were all going to be Republican, and if I were them, I would be sitting in my desk and or sitting very much to the front and fill up all those areas in the front. There's a big area in the Senate where you go from where the railing is to where the Senate Majority Leader or whoever's in control of the gavel stands or sits behind that desk. That's a long area. And they have the folks that are taking the notes and all that kind of stuff and the votes and all that. It would be a historic event, and I think somebody with a camera eye, and I wish I could do it, I think they could make the Democrats look really, really bad.
Yeah, well, would they just put chairs down there then?
No, no. I think what they would do is they would put part of the Supreme Court down there. That would be that. Think of the optics of that. The Trump Supreme Court, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, right. Not there.
Right.
I think that's an interesting part. You can have your cabinet. I think you put your cabinet down in there too. Cabinet normally sits on the right hand side of the president at a series of desks there.
And then you have the Joint Chiefs as well.
Joint Chiefs of Staff. They normally have chairs that are on the. I'm sorry, I said chairs that are on the floor, but. You could do this a couple of ways. You could stack all the Republicans on one side.
Yeah.
And then nobody on the other side, which means the Democrats didn't show up.
Right. Okay.
I mean, it would be a historic event, and I would want to say, I saw it just so I could see, have said, I saw live this historic event.
Would you think that the mainstream media would even broadcast?
I would think they would have to. Here's why I think they would do it. Because it is a historic event.
Okay.
The media, let me tell you something we learned at the Reagan White House. What we would always do is we would have Reagan be the first to do something. And when you're the first to do something, you get news coverage on it. I was the first one to put a president on top of a stagecoach.
Right.
Yeah. And it was amazing the amount of coverage we got for that.
I remember that event, by the way. That was awesome.
It was.
Billings,
Montana.
The hair stood up on the back of my neck when I saw it. That made me so happy.
It was amazing. I had a floor of an arena. The only person that ever filled this arena was Billy Graham. And it scared the heck out of me. So I had all these marching bands come in from stage right. That's the right side of the stage that you're looking at. And they were marching in. And as they marched in and went around the arena, then they filled in the floor of the stage with all these marching bands and all these different people. It was an amazing event, if I say so myself.
Yeah, if you say so yourself, you did a good job.
Thank you.
All right, brother. Well, listen, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Papa B. Let me go to a break. Rodney, coming back to you, Dan Moore Show, right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What better way to roll into the new year than in a brand new Kia from Brubaker Kia in Montgomery? This month only. You pay what we pay. An all new 2019 Kia's in stock. You pay what we pay on Kias like the Forte. A fuel efficient ride with a spacious interior. And user-friendly tech features. The Kia Optima, a mid-size sedan offering an upscale interior with luxury features. The Kia Sportage, the compact crossover with unmistakable style and agile handling. Or the Kia Sorento, a mid-sized SUV with third-row seating and a quiet and refined ride. It all come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Get rolling in style this year while you pay what we pay on all-new 2019 Kias right now at Brubaker Kia in Montgomery. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Plus tax, tag, title, and fees based on availability. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile base. All warranties and roadside assistance are limited. See retailer for warranty details. Offer expires January 31st.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This rock got to roll, so I hit the road and made my getaway.
877-929-2228. Restless feeling. Let's go back to Paula Reed here and finish this segment so you can kind of, this is the way CBS is playing this.
In a letter to the president yesterday, Pelosi, citing security concerns, argued both the Secret Service and the Department of Homeland Security have not been funded for 26 days now. DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen countered and said her department and the U.S. Secret Service are fully prepared to support and secure the State of the Union. President Trump responded to Pelosi's power move with uncharacteristic silence, but lawmakers made plenty of noise.
Democrats have made a marketing decision to obstruct President Trump at all costs.
I want President Trump to look into these faces.
As Americans increasingly turn to one another.
They can grab some non-perishable goods for the time they need some help.
Eggs for the masses.
Restaurants and food banks are helping people put food on the table.
I mean, who can't pass up mac and cheese?
But federal workers on the brink of making tough financial decisions.
Every day that it lasts, it heightens my anxiety, my level of concern, and I'm definitely feeling the pinch.
Want Washington to get past politics.
The federal workforce should not be held hostage in what could be a continuing debate.
And get back to work.
We need them to get back to work because they're messing us up.
Yesterday, the president signed a bill to ensure that furloughed workers will receive their paychecks after the shutdown ends. But the fact that both sides of the aisle are arguing over an event that won't take place for 2 weeks suggests that everyone knows this is unlikely to end anytime soon.
So you heard the tone on there, kind of defending Pelosi's action there. Let's go to the phones and go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard. Rodney?
Rodney, are you there?
Yes.
You're on the air.
Okay. Must have been in a black spot or something here. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me. But anyway, guys, you know, what Nancy Pelosi did was another huge, huge mistake. Because she has crossed our president again. And in a way that I think offends all Americans across the board. And that's my own personal opinion about this. But I also start to sense that a lot of Republicans, talking about citizen voters, have started to soften somewhat. So I think it's time to remind everyone what Obama did. Just remember what our president is doing. He's trying to get this done in a proper manner. I don't see the Republicans ratifying this in the Senate like Obama did with Obamacare. I don't see the Republicans going to the IRS and empowering someone to go against the opposite party of ours like Laura Lerner. I don't see any of these things that the last administration did. So let's not lose track of that as everybody cries foul about everything because the Democrats won't give Donald Trump the money to secure our country for our children. And until they do that, they just continue to disgrade our president for all the great things he's done. So, Dan, do you really think that they want the American people to hear everything that Trump has already done, all the great things he's done?
Well, no, they don't. But the biggest thing is they don't want to get beat up on national TV.
Well, I think it's, you know, kind of way beyond that. They beat themselves up every day. And
but you got to remember, the only thing that people only know what they hear and get reported to. So it depends on what outlet you're listening to.
Right, I understand that, but people know a whole lot more than they used to when, you know, before when they didn't have smartphones in their hand. And, you know, just like things going on overseas with Merkel and stuff, you'd be surprised the people who know exactly what's going on with that because of the power of the information that they can receive in the palm of their hands. I think that this is a situation where Nancy Pelosi, you know, is destroying what's left of the Democrat Party. I don't know what the end game is to all of this, but it doesn't seem like, you know, that the Democrats are willing to do anything. But they're all in on doing nothing. So where do you see this ending, Dan? What do you think is going to happen?
I think the 29th of January is going to be an important event. I think that how much pressure is Nancy Pelosi going to get because of what she did? Because anybody who listens to or reads that letter or thinks about it, and particularly I think the media knows this, that this isn't a big deal for security. I mean, the main security is all the perimeter security, and that's all Capitol Hill police. And then as you get down to the smallest concentric circle, that's Secret Service. And so, the media knows that.
Right.
And it's going to be interesting to see how they turn on this whole thing.
Right. Now, the most curious thing that I've seen out of all of this, Dan, is one thing. Trump ain't responded at all. So hold on to your seats. I'm sure Trump's planning something. It's probably going to be a big arena, and it's going to be a historical State of the Union. And it came to him in a gift package from them two bunch of belligerent idiots they have up there, Schumer and Pelosi. And so,
and let me ask you the same question here. Do you think that he should do this at the Senate, or do you think he should do it in a rally atmosphere?
I think he needs to do it in whatever environment that they tell him can bring the most damaging outcome to the Democrats.
Yeah, see, I think a rally wouldn't work.
Yeah, well,
a little too partisan.
A lot of people talk in Senate, you know, that they can do it in the Senate. And, you know, such and such and so forth. But, guys, we got to understand, you know, Obama was sending planes of cash everywhere. He was doing all these things over there in Cuba and all this stuff that he was doing, slapping us in the face every day. Our president is trying his hardest. But you know what? It's almost getting to the point to take the gloves off. And I had a funny feeling after this election that the gloves don't come off. And we'll see.
Thanks for the telephone call, Rodney. Appreciate you. I think it's been kind of interesting that Donald Trump really hadn't said a whole bunch of negative things about Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
He's basically been saying, you know, the Dems decided not to show up, or Nancy walked out, or Nancy wouldn't listen. But it's never just pure negative things against
her. And the Speaker of the House clearly does not have the prerogative, has the authority to invite or disinvite the president. It's always been an invite, a formality. But I think she clearly, that issue aside, overstepped here.
Absolutely. Because why is that operating in the best interest of the country? News 19... 93.1. Gonna be back right after this.
They kept on my foot side in the middle of the night, but I couldn't see the light.
The Dan Morris Show. See the light.